to episode number 66. Today is October the 4th, Friday, October the 4th, and here today I have with me Lois, and we're actually in the same room, Lois.
We are, but we're not at home at all.
We're trying to work out how you do this without using Skype.
It's a bit tricky, isn't it?
Turn Skype off. You don't need Skype on, Lois. We're here.
Is call recorder on, Jen? Oh, no, we don't need them.
And we're trying not to be distracted by whales or sparklies in the water and get on with the podcast.
Yes, we should be walking on the beach, but here we are podcasting instead. Never mind.
So what have you been up to, Lois?
What have I been up to? You mean last term or just recently? Last term. No, let's talk about what you've been up to because that's more important. You're home again after one of your big trips.
Yes, I went over to Mobile 2013, great conference over in Arizona, and it was actually in Tucson this time. Last year it was in Phoenix. This time it was in Tucson, and at the Westin La Paloma, which was a magnificent palace of a hotel.
Mm.
And lots of great speakers like Dean Chiresky and Peggy Shee did some great talks on different things. What really matters in education, like, remember when we used to have fun when we were learning?
Oh, yes.
That was good.
Oh, we still have fun, come on.
And Peggy Shee is involved with the 3D game lab, where you can actually set up learning for students as a game, an online game where they have levels and get certificates and all that sort of thing for their learning.
So not like Second Life, not like when you become characters.
No, different. It's a paid thing, though, where you have to pay so much. You can get a fair bit for free, though, up to, I think, 75 students on it. So you put students on and they elect what they're going to do and have award stickers and certificates, I mean, and points and like they're in a game.
So is that levelled against curriculum some way?
It's against the Common Core in the US, of course.
Okay, good.
So that was good. Met up with lots of great people. Catherine Burdick, of course, was my host, which was very nice.
That's
of
lovely,
her,
isn't
to
it?
Yeah. Be a host. Met up with Tiki Turner, my other podcasting buddy.
Yes.
So that was nice because we usually are online about 17,000 kilometres between us, so that was good.
So you originally met Tiki Turner at another conference when you were overseas, I think.
Well, last year at Mobile 2013. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yep. And so we do our AU to AZ podcast. And also, of course, Tony was there because he was running the show along with Catherine.
Tony Vincent.
They organised the conference.
Yeah, Tony
did
Vincent.
A great job. Yes, yeah. So it was a really nice conference.
It's a stunning scenery, isn't it? That different. That's totally different. It's almost like an alien planet when you see that scenery compared to what we're used to because it's desert, isn't it?
In Arizona, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And the cactuses and everything's incredible.
Yeah, very hot all the time. But the conference was great. They had, lots of great speakers and workshops and things like we do at our conferences.
Like to learn.
Yeah, it was great.
And you had a travel buddy.
I had a travel buddy, yes. Beck Spink was there on a part of her trip around the US that she's doing with her well-deserved
award.
Award.
Yes.
So she was at the conference and she did an Evernote presentation, which was
great. I see on Twitter she went on to do some more Evernote. She went to the Evernote conference after that.
She did, and she's visiting some schools and all sorts of things. So that was great to have Beck there. Another Aussie there. It was good. We had like the Aussie team, which was great.
Did you have T-shirts?
Actually, at Mobile 2013, they do have a geek shirt day.
A geek shirt
day. And that was really good. It was quite funny. That's some of the T-shirts people had made.
Yes.
And, you know, some people had gone to a lot of trouble and made up very funny T-shirts.
Okay.
So it was quite a lot of fun, the geek T-shirt day. It
sounds like...
Something else that I really liked that was, which was called Petra Flicker.
Yes. Now, I've heard of those before. Yeah. Or have I? Petra Kucha.
Now, well, there's Petra Kuchas, which is 20 slides, each one for 20 seconds.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's Ignite sessions that they did there as well, which are very similar, which are 20 slides for 15 seconds.
Right.
But you get to plan it before and you get to choose your slides and you set it all up and you know what you're going to say and you've practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Petra Flicker is different because it's ad hoc. And you basically go onto the Petra Flicker website, which is there, and you put in a topic.
Yes.
And then it selects at random pictures to do with your topic and shows them. And you can choose how fast or slow you want it to
yes,
do.
Yeah.
And as it shows the pictures, you have to then just improvise on the pictures with your audio.
Oh, it sounds like a bit of fun.
Lots of fun. So great for vocab work with students.
Oh, yes.
Great for icebreaker for staff meetings and conference warm-ups.
Mm,
so Petra Flickr, lots of fun. And Petra Flickr, it was actually created by Ella Levine, who is CogDoc.
I knew I'd heard that before.
On Twitter.
Because he presented at the PLP professional development that I'd done 2 years ago. And I was sure when you were talking about that I'd seen it.
Yeah.
And he was actually a speaker there.
Oh, okay.
And he showed us that, but I'd forgotten about it.
So, Alan, and actually Alan came and went out to dinner with us, so that was nice. We didn't actually come to conference, but people there were using it, so that's interesting. You can have a fun, real fun time with it. So that was good. And you can, if you want
to. And so did you have a go at it?
I didn't have a go at it, no.
No.
But I watched, so everyone couldn't have a go at it, sort of,
at
a conference. But it was fun because you could choose a topic, say, like bacon.
Yes.
And then all the pictures that came up, you had to relate it to a common theme.
Yeah.
So, like, learning.
Yeah, learning about bacon.
And then as the pictures came up, it was like making analogies.
Yeah. It was like the whole thing had a theme, and then people would choose a topic, and then that would be within that theme.
Yeah, so it was lots of fun of improvising. So that was good. So that was my little trip.
Your little trip? Yeah, it's not little. It's huge.
Now, Lois, you had a great day out at the ABC Splash.
Oh, yes, I went to the ABC Splash at the Experimedia Centre in the library. It was free, and the ABC people were putting on lots of presentations by our local celebrities.
Yeah.
And it was based on using technology in education, and, you know, the underlying theme, I think, was the how ABC Splash site has so many resources on there to help you with that. And there's one link I put in there that I found particularly useful. It's all about when they did a trial of Behind the News with students in three schools across Victoria and one in Tasmania, I think. And as they did that, they supported the kids who were creating that Behind the News stories with a whole heap of tutorials. So there's tutorials about how to get good sound while you're filming, how to film and all that. So I put in a link to that because I found that was particularly relevant for what we're doing with a lot of our filmmaking and our digital TV, and I'm sure other people would find it useful too.
So what else have you been doing?
Well, we finished the film festival. We had the big film festival night. I think I told you a bit about that last time.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it gets better and better. I'm just so impressed with the work that the kids are doing, and I guess it's all those things. You've got to practice them, don't you? As teachers, you teach something and it gets better and better.
Yeah.
But what I'm really interested in is grade sixes actually make movies, grade fives make digital stories, but the line between what is a digital story and what is a movie is becoming really blurred.
I thought they were the same. They're not.
No, no, one's movie where kids are actually filming them while they're moving. Digital stories are a series of photos with the...
Are they? I see. Because I thought movies were digital stories.
I think the technical term for a digital story is a series of photos with a narration.
Right.
And so we have the grade fives do a digital story, and then in the next year they make a movie.
So do they put voiceovers on the digital stories?
Yeah.
Right.
But that's a real art in itself because you don't need words for every picture, for example.
Mm.
You know, the pictures tell a lot of the story.
Yeah.
But and then we've had movies with voiceovers, and unless you're really aware of it, you don't realise that one's a digital story and one's a movie because they're so close now. It's they're fantastic, brilliant work.
Mm. So voiceovers on your movies, like narrations?
Yeah, narration with just, one was a beautiful story of transition from when you start school, what it feels like when you're a prep and how, so we used a prep in the film and the story was told in a movie form, but it was also the child telling the story from his point of view when he started school.
Mm.
And then it went right through to how he's about to start secondary school now and how he was afraid, but he can get through it and
what it feels like.
It was beautiful. Mm. It was really well done. But that was a narration, so it wasn't a story. They weren't filming the children.
Are they sharing those anywhere? Be worthwhile the transition.
Yeah, that might end up on our website.
That would be.
We're just careful how we share them, but yeah.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
privacy
story.
Issues. Yeah.
Well, it's not privacy because they're shown, that all that's sorted before we start, because they're shown in Drum Theatre in Dandenong. It's just done.
I noticed on that ABC Splash website, they actually have some tutorials on putting voiceovers on movies.
Yes, that's part of the tutorial section.
Yeah.
Lovely little precise tutorials made by professionals in the field.
So that would be great to look at. And you're going to be doing radio shows this term at lunchtime.
Well, because the film festival's finished and my 60-second science movies are coming to an end now, the kids are just at the stage where they're doing some self-evaluation and peer evaluation, we need to do some new projects. So I'm thinking, I like at this stage of the year to give the kids a bit more choice in the types of projects they might do. So I'm thinking that we'll have... Oh, and one of the other issues is with radio show, there aren't enough... The teachers don't know enough about how to do the technical side of it. The kids are pretty good at it, but the teachers need a chance to learn that as well, and they don't get that opportunity. So we're going to run some short radio shows where the broadcast will just be out to the playground, and the kids will make up their own show and have a bit of fun with it. But the teachers can come in and actually panel for the children now instead of the students panelling for each other. So they'll learn about the panelling and the mixing desk and, you know, what's involved. So we're spreading the news, spreading the knowledge a bit more. The other projects I'm thinking about is having a group of students work together as part of the eSmart committee,
yes,
and have them make some cyber safety movies, or we can discuss what their movies will be about, and hopefully that'll generate the information that we need for that input with the committee as well.
Yes, that's one of my goals this term, is to get the eSmart committee going and have some meetings, because it's been a long time coming, and I'm thinking we're going to have students involved, a lot of students involved, a few teachers and perhaps some parents, if we can get them to come at different times. It's getting a meeting time that suits everyone.
It's hard. It's just so busy, isn't it?
And if you've got people who are working but want to be there and can't come at that time, and then students...
Maybe your students and my students can have a discussion about the type of things they're talking about on eSmart.
That would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be great? So they can have that more of a bigger audience, perhaps. Anyway, we'll work on that, let people know how that goes.
Mm.
The other things I perhaps want to do is get kids working on their own Google Sites. I'm becoming a real fan of Google Sites.
Yeah, it looks really good, doesn't it?
Well, I'm using it a lot to collect the information and do planning. And so for the film festival, for example, we've created a Google Site where the teachers can put their information, their expertise on there, so that if they're not at that level next year, the teachers who are will know what to do.
Have you seen that Google now do HTML5? You can actually put things in and churn it out as HTML5.
I haven't had to do that. No, I don't know what... No.
Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means. Is that mobile?
Looks very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'll worry about that when I need it. And if that's not appealing to anyone, then they can work on some programming in Scratch, for example. So I think you're going to continue on with your programming too, aren't you?
I'm going to continue on the program because I really only just began at the end of last term. Got the B-bots out of their boxes when we got other new bits and pieces and showed them to staff. They were very interested, had a bit of a crick meeting.
How can you not like
them? Got the B-bots out, and I also made laminated cards with all the arrows and things on so they could actually physically do it as well.
Yeah.
And they used the cards and made their little programs up.
I think you told us that one.
But the B-bots, and then we'll go on to the Pro-bots for the older kids.
I'm keen on the Pro-bots. I love the idea of the Pro-bots having a pencil in them.
Drawing, and we'll also go out on the asphalt, I feel, and we'll have the people...
Be Pro-bots themselves.
Be Pro-bots themselves with a person guiding them, saying where to go with a big chunky chalk.
Yes.
And they can see what they can draw on the asphalt, which is always lots of fun.
Yeah.
We'll be doing some more Scratch, I hope. And, you know, Scratch Junior is coming out. They're bringing out a Scratch Junior for up to 8-year-olds.
Is it?
Hopefully next year it'll be out, so that'll be good, won't it?
I suppose, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what that does.
Yeah, hoping to get our WeDo up and running with our Lego.
Yes.
Getting some kids involved in doing that. And our Makey Makey's having a bit of go at that.
So you have
basically all the different things, it's the process of getting it all going that we're looking at.
You've got to build, don't you? You've got to build strength and knowledge and then you do it again and you do it again.
And I want to get just some really basic computing programming concepts like loops, procedures and sub-procedures. those things going, not only with the students but with the staff, because a lot of the teachers have never done any programming at all.
And I think they're going even to
logo.
Have to.
They haven't even done logo.
No, well, how come we did?
So it's like, really, you haven't done logo.
Yeah.
So
they go, getting, what's that now?
Yeah, getting these sort of, once they see it though, they're like, oh, look at all the maths.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get quite excited with the maths that they can do in it. So it's quite good. So that's going to be Term 4. I think Term 4 will go very quickly as well, because we've got graduations and Christmas things and concerts and things reports. Coming up.
Yes, same
thing. Now, place. Events coming up.
Yes.
Teach meets.
Teach meets. There's a couple of teach meets. One on your side of the world, one my side of the world.
Yes, one in Ballarat.
And one in Gippsland.
Yes.
What date's the Ballarat one? That's at Sovereign Hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's in October. The one in Gippsland is October the 17th, I think, a Thursday one. That's at Sale. Now, that's the first one that's been held on in the country on my side of Melbourne. So it'll be interesting. I hope they get a good attendance. Sale's a bit far for me to go. It's actually, Gippsland is a very big place. It's like 2 hours drive from my place. So I don't think I'll be able to make it, not by 4:30.
Yes, and there's Teach Meet on in Ballarat.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sovereign Hill,
yeah,
which is on October the 26th from 2 to 4pm. So that's going to be nice at Sovereign Hill in Ballarat.
Yeah.
Hopefully by October it'll be a bit warmer in Ballarat.
Is that a weekend or a school?
It's a weekend. It's 2 to 4pm. I think it's on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
On October the 26th.
So some people might choose to take their kids and have make a day of it.
Also on the 1st of November there is a teacher meet in Sydney at the Wharf.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be great. It's with a lot of English-focused teachers, I think.
I think you're going to that, aren't you, Jen?
I'm
going
to call in and have a look at that one. Yes, because I thought, on the Wharf in Sydney, that sounds like
nice. It's very nice. You've got a bit of a mission, though. You're going to Sydney for a purpose.
Oh, yes, going up just to have a look around Sydney, because next year in Sydney, Slide to Learn is on in Sydney.
Yep.
So July 1st and 2nd next year, a little plug for a Slide to Learn.
Yeah.
It's on in Sydney, so I'll be going up and having a look around Sydney.
Are registrations open? Did I see that?
Registrations aren't open yet.
Not quite.
But hopefully they'll be open sometime next term. Mm-hmm. We've got some of our keynotes organised.
Yeah.
Jonathan Nelder from our team, he's going to be keynoting.
Yeah.
He's actually on the Horizon
panel.
He works with that.
And he's
does some work with that. We've got Graham Brown-Martin from the UK, who's a great keynote speaker and a person who likes to ruffle everyone's feathers.
Oh, one of those. Yes, now I follow him on Twitter. He does. He does get you thinking.
Yes. Tony Vincent will be doing some keynotes.
Always very popular.
Still got some other keynotes to be announced, so that'll be interesting.
Okay.
See who else is coming.
And what else do we have, Jen? That's about it for today, isn't it?
I think that's a pretty good holiday effort, sitting around a holiday.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort for a holiday one. And that's it from us. Well, thanks, Jen, for that today. And thanks for the lovely holiday in Pelham.
Thanks to our listeners for listening today. I hope you've been able to manage to get one little thing out of there. We'll put all our links on the Global 2 website.
Yes.
For Are You Connected?
Mm-hmm.
About different things, look up and do a bit of further reading in the last little bit of your holiday that's left. Thanks to everyone.
Thanks, Jenny, and thanks for our listeners. Bye for now.